name Lord while chanting.
Okay. According to Lord Chaitanya's philosophy,
de acuerdo a la filosofía de Señor Chaitanya,
love of God is already there in your heart.
El amor por Dios está ya ahí en tu corazón.
It has simply been forgotten and neglected.
Simplemente ha sido olvidado y rechazado.
So all you have to do,
así que todo lo que usted tiene que hacer,
is chant properly.
Es cantar apropiadamente.
And strictly follow the rules and regulations.
Y estrictamente seguir las reglas y regulaciones.
The four regulative principles keep you pure.
Los cuatro principios regulativos lo mantienen puro.
And makes it easier to chant.
Y hace más fácil el cantar.
If I'm chanting but also committing sins,
pero si yo estoy cantando y al mismo tiempo cometiendo pecados o
the chanting becomes difficult, almost impossible.
El canto se vuelve difícil, por no decir imposible.
So to make it easier for us,
así que para hacerlo más fácil para nosotros,
we remain clean and free from sin.
Nos tratamos de mantener limpios y libres de los pecados.
Now, the trick to chanting is to pay attention.
Ahora, el truco para cantar es prestar atención.
That's all there is to chanting.
Es todo lo que usted tiene que hacer para cantar.
Concentrating on the sound.
Concentrarse en el sonido.
For instance, you were playing the tambourine. He was playing the tambourine.
Por ejemplo, usted estaba tocando la pandereta.
So that required some mental attention.
Eso requiere de cierta atención mental.
So in the same way,
así que de la misma manera,
chanting is your instrument.
El canto es su instrumento.
So you pay close attention.
Así que usted le presta cercana atención,
and you vibrate the syllables.
Y usted vibra las sílabas.
Ha, Re, Krishna. Na, Ra, Ma. 32 syllables.
32 sílabas.
16 words.
16 palabras.
3 names.
3 nombres.
So, that's all right. The idea is to concentrate on the sound.
Así que la idea es concentrarse en el sonido.
And we know from Bhagavad Gita,
y nosotros sabemos por el Bhagavad Gita,
wherever the mind wanders,
lo que sea que la mente se pregunte,
bring it back.
Tráelo de vuelta.
So what I do,
así, perdón, voy a corregir, se refiere más que nada a cuando la mente se nos dispara, cuando la mente se va, por lo tanto lo que él hace, no.
When my mind wanders,
cuando la mía,
to bring it back,
para volverla a traer,
I chant louder.
Yo empiezo a cantar más fuerte.
So I'm chanting,
así que en el canto,
and then I notice,
y cuando me doy cuenta,
oh, I'm in Maya.
Oh, estoy en Maya.
Hare Krishna.
Empieza a subir el tono de su voz con el que canta.
And bring it back.
Y lo trae de vuelta.
Like that.
De esa manera.
Simple.
Muy simple.
Just listen to the sound. Everything will come automatically and naturally.
Y todo lo demás va a venir automáticamente y naturalmente.
Therefore,
por lo tanto,
this is the most important thing you do every day.
Esto es lo más importante que usted hace cada día.
And we try to do it as early in the day as possible.
Y tratamos de hacerlo lo más temprano en el día posible.
So that we become immune from Maya.
Así nos volvemos inmunes a Maya.
If you wait more time in the day,
si usted deja pasar mucho tiempo durante el día,
Maya has attacked.
Maya ya te atacó.
And it is now difficult.
Y ahora se vuelve difícil cantar.
If you try to chant 16 rounds 8 o'clock at night,
si usted trata de cantar 16 rondas a las 8 de la noche,
it'll take you 4 hours.
Le va a demorar 4 horas.
Because Maya has had all this time to mess with your mind.
Maya ya tuvo todo para poder meterse con tu cabeza.
But if you do it right away,
pero si lo haces inmediatamente,
it goes quicker,
se va más rápido,
and you become strong.
Y usted se vuelve más fuerte.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So do as much chanting first thing every day.
Así que haga la mayor cantidad de canto que pueda lo primero en el día todos los días.
That will make you powerful.
Eso usted lo hará fuerte.
Just like if you want to become exercise.
Igual que cuando quieres volverte un cuerpo ejercitado.
You have to start little by little.
Usted tiene que ir a poquitito.
And you have to do it every day. So we have to develop spiritual muscles.
Así que nosotros tenemos que desarrollar musculatura espiritual.
We have to become spiritually buff.
Tenemos que volvernos fuertes espiritualmente.
By practice.
Por la práctica.
That is why the word is used, sadhana.
Por eso que la palabra que se ocupa es sadhana.
Practice.
Práctica.
There are athletes.
Ah, athletes.
They spend hours every day
que gastan horas todos los días
doing the same thing.
Haciendo la misma cosa.
They call it repetition.
Ellos lo llaman repetición.
Basketball players.
Los jugadores de basketball. Hacen dos botes, hablando en sexta.
Thousand times.
Eso por cientos de veces.
Same stupid thing.
La misma cosa estúpida.
And then they get paid millions of dollars. And the people are chanting their names. Kobe, Kobe. Right? Whether it be basketball, soccer, any sport. They have to do the same stupid thing for hours. So we have to also do our repetitions.
Así que nosotros también tenemos que hacer nuestra repetición.
We are spiritual athletes.
Nosotros somos atletas espirituales.
Yes. We should get those jackets.
Nosotros deberíamos tener una de esas chaquetas, ¿no?
Spiritual training.
Que diga entrenador espiritual, o sea, el entrenamiento espiritual.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama, Rama. And if anybody tries to bother us, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Don't bother me. I'm doing my repetitions. You've got to be strong. Fired up. Bueno. Guy. Algo más?
In the morning or in the afternoon. Doing that is also a way of avoiding the mind to go crazy.
So he's saying that by attending the class, is it helping the mind? Is that your question? Yes. The studying and the hearing of the books serves two purposes. For your own benefit, so that you can improve, and to give knowledge to others. So I'm learning for myself. And if I learn,
si yo aprendo,
then I have something I can give to somebody else.
Entonces, yo tengo algo que puedo darle a los demás.
So studying the books is very important.
Por lo tanto, estudiar los libros es muy importante.
The whole purpose of studying the books
el propósito total de estudiar los libros
is to become attached to chanting.
Es para que nos apeguemos al canto.
And if I chant nice,
y si yo canto apropiadamente,
I want to learn more.
Yo quiero aprender más.
Even the great athletes,
incluso los grandes atletas,
they study so much film.
Ellos estudian tanto el escenario.
Besides doing their practice,
además de hacer su práctica,
they spend hours studying.
Ellos gastan horas estudiando.
They study the other team.
Estudian al otro equipo.
They're studying, oh, he does that, he does that. They also study themselves. Oh, very bad technique. This is what professional athletes do. It becomes their religion. These big, big, multi-million dollar athletes. They have their own movement. Yes, they have their disciples. See, so it is the same principle.
Así que es el mismo principio.
The books are helping us to improve.
Los libros nos ayudan a nosotros a mejorar.
The person who thinks, I don't need improvement,
y la persona que crea que no tiene nada por mejorar,
they're not going to improve.
No va a mejorar.
But the person who thinks, I can do better,
en cambio, la persona que piensa, yo puedo,
that person will improve.
Esta persona va a hacerlo mejor.
I have been chanting and studying 40 years.
Yo llevo cantando y estudiando durante 40 años.
And I have so much more to learn.
Y todavía me queda tanto por aprender.
So every day I'm studying.
Así que yo todos los días estudio.
So please do like that.
Así que por favor, haga eso.
And then one day,
y así, un día,
I will see you,
yo lo voy a ver a usted,
sitting here. One day. Okay? So study good.
Así que, por favor, estudie bien.
Algo más.
¿Otra pregunta?
Yes. That's all right. Is it about Krishna?
Yes.
That's all that matters.
He just ended, finished the Bhagavad Gita reading. Just finished.
Okay.
I have this question because sometimes Srila Prabhupada in the purpose talks of Lord Vishnu as Lord Krishna.
Sí.
As the same. But in other times he makes notice of the difference between.
Yes.
He doesn't understand that.
I understand. I will explain.
Él entiende y nos aplica.
So, when we are reading,
por lo tanto, cuando nosotros estamos leyendo,
everything depends on what is called context.
Todo depende de lo que llamamos el contexto.
What is the actual point being made?
¿Cuál es el punto al que se quiere llegar actualmente?
So, from very, very technical point of view,
desde un punto de vista muy, pero muy técnico,
yes, there is a difference between Krishna and Vishnu.
Sí.
But in a general sense,
pero en un sentido general,
there is no difference,
no hay diferencia,
because we're talking about the same one God.
Porque en el fondo estamos hablando del mismo y único Dios.
So it all depends on the context or angle of vision.
Entonces todo depende de la perspectiva o desde el ángulo, desde el punto de vista en el que se vea esa situación.
Sometimes it's general.
Algunas veces es general.
Or sometimes being very specific.
Y otras veces siendo muy específico.
Now do you understand?
Ahora puedo entender.
Entonces, lo más específico sería Krishna.
Then the most specific would be Krishna.
Yes.
Yes.
The whole purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam,
todo el propósito de Srimad Bhagavatam,
is to explain,
es para explicar,
that Krishna is the origin of everything.
Krishna es el origen de todo.
Everything comes from Krishna.
Todo viene de Krishna.
Balaram comes from Krishna.
Balaram viene de Krishna.
Radharani comes from Krishna. Muy interesting.
Así es, muy interesante.
Yes, Radharani comes from Krishna.
Radharani viene de Krishna.
And all, everything comes from Krishna.
Y todo, todo viene de Krishna.
Even Maya.
Incluso Maya.
So, yes, in the ultimate sense.
Así que sí, en el última instancia, en el último sentido, como no, en el sentido final.
In the most important line of Srimad Bhagavatam.
En la línea más importante de Srimad Bhagavatam.
Repite, por favor.
Repita, por favor.
Krishnastu.
Krishnastu.
Bhagavan Swayam.
Bhagavan Swayam.
That is what I just explained.
Eso es lo que yo le acabo de explicar.
That Krishna is the source of all other incarnations.
Krishna es la fuente de todas las otras incarnaciones.
Many years ago,
hace muchos años atrás,
one young Indian child,
un pequeño niño hindú,
asked me,
me preguntó,
who is the father of God?
¿Quién era el padre de Dios?
So I said,
así que yo le dije,
actually he said, who created God?
O sea, en realidad lo que él le preguntó fue, ¿quién creó a Dios?
I said to him, no, you don't understand.
God has no creator. Dios
no tiene un creador. Krishna is where it all ends.
Krishna es donde todo termina.
We have a father.
Nosotros tenemos un padre.
Who had a father.
Claro, tú tienes un padre.
Who had a father.
Tenemos un padre.
All the way back to Lord Brahma.
Y si nos vamos hacia atrás, llegamos al Señor Brahma.
And Lord Brahma comes from Garbhodakashayi Vishnu.
Y el Señor Brahma viene de Garbhodakashayi Vishnu.
Who comes from Mahavishnu.
Que viene.
Who comes from Narayan? Who comes from Sankarshan? Who comes from Krishna? That's where it ends. So this child thought that Krishna, there's something beyond Krishna. Everything starts and ends with Krishna. So the answer to every question in my school, Krishna. If I'd made a test and the student wrote for every answer, Krishna, 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 I would give them A, 100%. Claro. Juan. Hare Krishna, mi amigo. Mi hermano. That what?
Massifies, makes a common, a public, like mass, masses, mass murder, lots of people, they massify the holy names.
So he wants to know exactly what? How great is the service that someone does by making the name of Krishna famous all over the world? George Harrison did much service for Prabhupada.
George Harrison hizo mucho servicio para Srila Prabhupada.
That song, My Sweet Lord,
esa canción, Mi Dulce Señor,
was the number one record in every country of the world.
Fue la número uno de ventas en muchos países del mundo.
millions and millions of people, we're hearing that song so many times throughout the day.
Millones y millones de personas escuchaban esa canción tantas veces durante el día.
At that time, I was not a devotee.
Y en ese momento yo no era un devoto.
But that song was played every hour.
Pero esa canción era tocada cada hora.
All over the world.
Por todo el mundo.
And what were they hearing? My sweet Lord, Hare Krishna. So that is mucho, mucho grande servicio. Because 1 year prior is when George Harrison met Prabhupada. And it affected him. It touched him. Then George Harrison published Krishna Book. 19,000 dollars to publish Krishna Book. Krishna Book made me a devotee. Obeisances to George Harrison. Then George Harrison gave a temple in London, Bhaktivedanta Manor. The rent was $1 per year because he was not allowed to give it free. He had to charge rent. So I will tell you one story. After the death of George Harrison, before he died, there was a time when the contract had to be renewed. So there was one devotee, Dhananjay Das. I knew him in India in 1975. 75. So he came to my apartment in Los Angeles. And he was telling me that he had just been with George Harrison to renew the $1 a year lease on the temple. And George Harrison told this devotee, many of my friends are telling me not to do this. But he did. We still have the temple. So no matter what, he came through. I have one more story. Soon after he died in Los Angeles, some woman came to my office. And she had two big dogs. So she came right into my office. She said, I am the wife of the lawyer for Ringo Starr. And George Harrison told me on his deathbed that I have to learn how to chant. So I have come to you. You have to teach me how to chant. And those two dogs are in my office. Big, big dogs. And I hate dogs. So I had some beads. I gave them to her, and I taught her how to chant. Then she left. So George Harrison was her Vartma Pradarshaka Shiksha Guru. He told her she had to learn how to chant. So he has done good service. Now, last month I was in Australia. There's a nice farm.
Y hay una granja muy bonita.
New Govardhan.
Nueva Govardhan.
And there on that farm is Mukunda Goswami. Mukunda Goswami had much preaching with George Harrison. So Mukunda Goswami has a house. And the house has a name. George's house. So we can assume that George must have given him some money after his death, and Mukunda has used that for his cabin house on the farm. I have seen it myself, George's house. So that much I can tell you. Claro? Bueno? Algo más?
Today is the Harrison birthday.
Jai. I should have brought the guitar and sung. Anyway. Tomorrow, if you come to his house, I will sing My Sweet Lord.
Mañana tenemos con los programas la casa de Raúl. Y si va, puede escuchar Mi Dulce Señor.
Okay? Everybody's invited, right?
You're all invited.
Yes.
Natalie's going to be so happy.
Okay. So, I'll be here viernes.
Así que entonces yo voy a estar dando la clase del viernes.
Prabhupad noche.
Noche de Srila Prabhupad.
Gracias. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Mahare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. I want to see one private.